Our interview now this morning is with Jason Ward from Ohio State University, who is part of EcoCar 2. This is a three-year collegiate student engineering competition where 15 universities across North America compete to reduce the environmental impact of vehicles without compromising performance, safety, and consumer acceptability. And again, Jason joins us this morning. Good morning, Jason. Thanks for sharing time. We appreciate it.
Good morning. Thanks to you for having me.
So how long have you been involved in this EcoCar project?
So this is actually my fourth year on the team. So I was involved back in EcoCar 1, and now I'm a grad student on the team.
And so obviously you're probably offering a little bit more insight than the newbies on the team.
With being on the team for a while comes with that a lot of experience. So.
How does EcoCar 2 differ from EcoCar 1?
So EcoCar 2 is just a little bit more rigorous than EcoCar 1 was itself. We have a different vehicle platform this time. And the way that just the rules are going, it challenges us to push the envelope even more than what we did in EcoCar 1. And we're getting ready to start EcoCar 3 soon, and that'll challenge us just that much more.
What was the final result for you for EcoCar 2 as far as what kind of innovations and things you came up with?
So with our vehicle, we actually have a plug-in hybrid electric vehicle. We've done a lot of work on it to make it a very consumer-acceptable vehicle. We have done a lot of testing over the past half a year or so to make sure that all the operating modes of the vehicle are very smooth. All the transitions between those are very smooth so that we can hand the key to an everyday driver and they can take off in our vehicle and feel very confident driving it.
Are you simply looking at propulsion systems or do you look at perhaps the overall weight of the car?
We definitely look at the overall weight of the car as with a lot of other factors. So with us, with the way these vehicles are set up, they do get very heavy. Our car itself is right around 4,500 pounds, which is very heavy for a 2013 Chevy Malibu. But the things that we've added to it, like a very large battery pack, two electric motors, and a new engine, those things definitely add up with the weight. So we try to minimize weight as much as possible. We've actually had several lightweighting projects this past year for the refinement phase of the vehicle, and we have a very nice carbon fiber hood on the vehicle that was actually made by students on our team. So.
We're talking today with Jason Ward from Ohio State University about EcoCar 2, a competition going on. Talk about the road testing on this. What kind of things did you either find or discover or realize, hey, this is working pretty well?
So a lot of testing that we've done on the road and at places like the Transportation Research Center in East Liberty, Ohio, before competition, which a lot of suspension testing. So we modified a lot of our suspension components, so we put it through a lot of dynamic tests to make sure that vehicle was still stable and could handle well. One interesting thing that we did with our vehicle was automate our own manual transmission. So with that, we had to go through a lot of calibration work with getting the shifts correct and making those really smooth. So that was one of the big things for the past couple months as well, is making that very smooth for the consumer and making sure that we were just being in the most efficient modes possible and trying to use the least amount of energy.
I would think a Chevy Malibu, a normal one, probably goes around 3,800 pounds. Yours is 4,500. But I imagine you get better fuel mileage?
We do. With the very large battery pack that we have in it, we actually have about a little over a 40-mile all-electric range before we even turn the engine on. And after that, we use a dedicated 85% ethanol engine, so it runs strictly off of that. With that, we're able to use the engine at very efficient operating points while we're in a hybrid mode. So we're able to actually get upper 30s in miles per gallon gasoline equivalent after we go through the all-electric phase with our vehicle, which is quite a bit more than the stock Malibu, which I think was down around low 30s for highway. So.
What kind of the ideas did other colleges, universities come up with? What are your competition doing that might impress you?
So some of our competition, they use different engines. We have teams that are using B20 diesel. One team, Colorado State, they're doing a hydrogen fuel cell, which with that they have zero emissions essentially. All that comes out of the tailpipe is water. So that's a very interesting technology for them to use. And for teams who actually get that type of technology to work correctly, they can be very, very potent in this competition. But we've been able to work over the past several years with the type of engine that we have, and we have very low emissions out of ours as well.
Jason, once you wrap up, work on these projects, what's in the future for you?
So I have another year of grad school, but after that, I'm headed to the automotive industry. I've done several internships at different automotive companies over the past several years, and I'll probably be looking forward to joining one of those companies in the future for a career.
Sounds good. How many people on your team for EcoCar 2?
Our team is one of the larger teams out of the competition. We have about 8 grad students on it, and then about 35 or so undergrads that work on it throughout the year.
Okay, so this is a year-long project then. When did you guys start doing this sort of thing?
We're actually in year 3 of it, so it's a 3-year project. So we started on in fall of 2011, if I remember right, if that's 3 years ago. And we're wrapping up right now with the end of year 3, and we'll start the new competition.
So if people want to check out this EcoCar 2, the competition, see what's going on, and maybe even get looks at what the vehicles look like, where's a good place for them to check that out?
We have several good places. One is our Facebook page, the Ohio State University EcoCar 2. We also have a Twitter account, at OSU EcoCar 2, and our website. We've actually been giving daily updates on competition. It's ecocar2.osu.edu.
Sounds good. Jason Ward, Ohio State University with EcoCar 2. Thanks for sharing the time, and good luck with the competition.
Thanks a lot.